Wizard in Wonderland. Written by Gene Ure and read by Brian Catt.
Chapter 1. The twins were in the sitting room watching television when the broomstick came down the chimney. It arrived with a great whooshing and swooshing, smartly avoided a big vase of dried flowers standing in the hearth, and shot quivering to a halt in the fireplace. "Blimey," said Joel. "That was neat," said Gemma. It was just as well the twins were on their own. If their mother had been there, she might have been alarmed at the sight of a broomstick appearing in her sitting room. She might even have telephoned the police and complained about people dropping dangerous objects out of the sky. The twins weren't alarmed, not once they saw what it was. How else, after all, would you expect a broomstick to arrive, if not down a chimney? The broomstick, with a businesslike air, propped itself against the mantelpiece. "Look," cried Joel, "it's got a label. It must be a message from Ben Muzzy." The twins scrambled eagerly over the back of the sofa, followed closely by Primple, a small, shaggy dog with a pink nose and a curly tail. How many times had their mother told them, "Don't jump about on the furniture"? But it wasn't every day you received messages from a wizard. The label had obviously been tied with a special magic knot. Not even Gemma, who was Cat's cradle champion of Class 3, could find a way of unscrambling it. "Oh, don't bother." Joel, impatient as usual, elbowed his twin out of the way. "Let's see what it says." On one side, in green capital letters, were the words, "Return to Sender," and in smaller letters underneath, "Property of Wallybar GHW. Wallybar was the wizard that Ben Muzzy worked for. Ben Muzzy was only a junior wizard, but Wallybar was a full grand high and was entitled to put letters after his name. On the other side of the label, in a small spidery hand, it read, "I am on holiday. Meet me in the wood, same as before, for fun and adventure. 1 hour from now. P.S. Write yes if you can, and no if you can't. B. Muzzy." "Adventure?" scoffed Joel. "Holiday? Don't they teach wizards how to spell?" "Probably not," said Gemma. "I expect they have more important things to learn, like how to fly broomsticks and do magic spells." "Yes, we all know about Ben Muzzy's spells," said Joel. Ben Muzzy's spells were a bit like Gemma's sums. They had a tendency to go wrong. Primple was an example of one of Ben Muzzy's spells that had gone wrong. He had long, shaggy hair and short, stubby legs, one ear that stuck up and one ear that hung down, and a scrubbing brush fringe which sprouted absurdly from the top of his head. "I hope Wallybar knows Ben Muzzy's pinched his broomstick." Joe looked round for a pen to write their reply. "There'll be trouble if he doesn't." "I don't see why," said Gemma. "After all, it was Ben Muzzy who found it." "Actually, we all found it. Actually, we stole it. Only from a bunch of mouldy old witches." "Well, anyway," said Gemma, "it was Ben Muzzy who flew it back, and Wallybar said he could use it for coming on visits." "Just as long as he asked," said Joel with an air of self-righteousness. "I should think after what happened before, he'd try to avoid trouble for a bit." What had happened before was that, quite by accident, in the middle of a spell, Ben Muzzy had made himself disappear, and all the grand high wizards in the land had had to get together and try to find him again. They had all been extremely cross, what with having to magic themselves long distances and interrupt work on any number of important spells. "Total carelessness," had snapped Wallybar. "So long as he got permission," said Joel, "that's all." Standing on one leg, he balanced the label on his knees. "Yes," he wrote. Ben Muzzy might or might not have got Wallybar's permission, but Joel wasn't missing out on an opportunity for fun. "There." He twitched the label back into place round the broomstick's handle. "Now what do we do?" As if in answer to his question, the broomstick slowly leaned away from the mantelpiece, tilted itself lengthways, floated into the middle of the room, took careful aim at the chimney, and in one quick zoomf had disappeared.